we are into the concluding stages of today's action in the Giro Donegal International Rally. The drivers onto stage 6, and as they go into the final stage, Craig Breen and Paul Nagel in the Ford Fiesta WRC, they are the new leaders, and what a slender lead it is. 0.7 seconds unofficially ahead of Declan Boyle and Brian Boyle in another Fiesta RC. That's after the fifth stage over Greenan for the second time. They're on the way to Dewish now. And, well, it's been tight at the top all day. Sam Moffat and James Fulton in the third of the Fiesta WRCs, where they are third overall. Just a mere 2 seconds behind Boyle, the two Boyles, and 2.7 seconds behind the leaders. So very tight, as I say, at the top. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, they had a super run over Greenan the second time. The fastest of anyone. 6:21 was their time. 6:22.8 for Breen. 6:24.1 for Declan Boyle. And Sam Moffat was 6:25.8. But Jennings and Kennedy, former winners, of course, well, they are now up to fourth. They are some 5 seconds behind the leaders and 2.3 seconds adrift of third place. Callum Devine and Brian Hoy, of course, started the rally so well early this morning, flying over that first stage over Mouldy Hill. They are currently fifth overall in the first of the R5s, the Ford Fiesta R5. 6:28.3 for them over Greenan the second time round, and that means they are 7.8 seconds adrift of the leaders. Josh Moffat is next in sixth. He lost some time on special stage four. That dropped him back a bit, but still very much in the mix. Sixth overall, however, he's 46 seconds, 46.6 seconds unofficially behind the leaders, Craig Breen and Paul Nagel. Manus Kelly is at seven, Catherine McCourt at eight, Marion Evans at nine, and Seamus Leonard at 10, unofficially after special stage five. Just dipping into the national category, again, intense competition there. Ryan Loughran and Gareth Gardley in the Escort Mark II. They lead by 4.1 seconds ahead of Gary McPhillips and Stephen Thornton, a former national winners up here, of course, in another Escort Mark II. 6:38.7 for Loughran. McPhillips, 6:35.5. So that just shows how fast the pace is. He gains some ground, very tight at the top. Defending national champion Ian Barrett and Paul McGee in the Darien T90. They are third overall in the national. They were 6:35.6 going round a green in the second time. So they were faster than Loughran, but just over a second slower than McPhillips. They're 5.7 off the top of the leaderboard in the national. Damien Torres is next in fourth, Jonathan Pringle fifth, Kevin Eves sixth, Kevin Gallagher seventh, Damien Gallagher eighth, Mark Alcorn ninth, and Damien Toner tenth.